Mobile.
For NXE, KM4NAP, good morning, sir.
Good morning. You ain't sitting in your driveway, are you?
About an hour and a half behind. We had that slowpoke driver.
Blanket party is, don't you?
Not me.
You need to throw him one. And either quit or be on time.
Boss has done got on the man that owns the truck line. So he's in turn got on to him. They're hoping he'll quit. He's been going to different stores and stopping and getting something to eat and just dragging around.
That's messed up, man. When you got a group of people waiting on you, that's lazy, rude, and apathetic.
Anybody talking about me?
KK4POT.
What's wrong with everybody today?
Same old, just a different day.
It is a different day, but it's worse.
I'm afraid to ask.
Down to work. They're a thing peachy. That situation's a little bit better. Shelly could not find gas on the way home yesterday. Of course, she's got a half a tank, but nobody had it.
Yesterday, and he said that the gas terminal down there in Charleston, he had to go by there. He said there's probably 50 or more trucks lined up waiting to fill up.
Yeah, the diesel community got hit.
Overlooked them. Says he still can't come off of Cloud 9 yet, becoming a grandpa.
That's a good place to be.
Here this weekend.
I tell you, I found my credit card.
Find it.
It was in between the seat on my truck.
Fantastic.
Yeah, if I couldn't find it in the truck, I was going to call and cancel it.
Car today, you know, because the Sphinx down at the shop's been having it each day.
I'm in my Prius. We'll have to get fuel. I'll fuel it probably tonight at the house. But, yeah, I got some jugs of gas and everything. Put a little bit in there, get down the road. And get some breakfast Saturday morning.
I hadn't heard yet, so that's something we'll have to ask the women folk on what they had in mind on that, because I hadn't been told anything specific on that.
How to stay out of trouble, don't he?
I like to give those vague general answers when I think if I tell the real answer, they're going to get mad at me. We need to set up a day to eat over there at Aunt Sue's, don't we? One Friday evening.
This is on 153 has gas.
Leave the house today. She's got more stuff to do than you can shake a stick at.
Be wasting time shaking a stick.
The passage, my friend. You get the vacuum cleaner out, you shake a stick. You get the duster out, you shake a stick. We've always done that.
She's shaking the stick for his head.
That's exactly right. Shake that stick on my head.
Yeah, I'm on one of the streets where I'm sort of like every box to every other box.
For this morning?
right.
Yep, that's not a topic.
Level.
No topic right there. You got any subheading?
Die. Glenn could, when he's getting there first thing in the morning, you know, he could be printing off the TechLink sheets from the day before and just, if nothing else, spot checking the work orders from that particular day to see if any are completed or not, so that he could, maybe he could be kind of running that open list, you know, that list that I've made to keep of the open stuff, and he could keep track of that for you. I don't know if, you know, that would help. At least you'd know what's done and what's not. You know, that just doing that takes 15-20 minutes to kind of go through the first, you know, just the previous day, doing one day like that. Just takes a couple minutes just to find out, are they done or not?
Underserved, just doing, let's say, 10 a morning. Take the easiest ones in there first. Or, you know, it doesn't have to be 10, pick a number. Or, pick a time frame, you know, from 5:30 to 6 or 6:15 or whatever. And, you know, instead of opening up, let's just try to barrel in on some work orders, because if we focus on that, I think that will take, some of that time is wasted. I think we'd be better focused on just trying to get the work orders completed. That he knows how to do that TechLink deal.
Really know that he knows how to complete a work order either, so it's, you know, pick one.
Four. He definitely can do that, and he needs to get, you know, a little better on those, and the only way to do them is do them in, you know, just on a consistent basis. That's going to be my aim today.
Rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. I'll catch you when you get in. And you have a fantastic day. 7-3's to you, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you soon. KK4POT.
I'm 7-3.
Any trouble? Let's give it a good college try.
Damn that. I can't find nothing to get into on this route. You too busy to get into any trouble on the route.
Too busy anytime, everywhere. And by the time I get to the house, I'm just wiped out.
See me, I know the feeling. Patrick, this morning.
What's he doing?
He's having problems with his sinus, so he didn't work yesterday, and he couldn't sleep, so he got on the radio.
I wondered what happened to him. I missed him yesterday. I did get a chance to have a conversation with Chad, who's out of Liberty. But missed Patrick yesterday.
He's going to be off until Monday. He says better for him just wait and start again on Monday. Hey. I do too. I know about that sinus and plugged up and everything. I've had that a few times in my life. It's a plan for the weekend.
Just trying to stay out of trouble.
Boy, you trying for the impossible, aren't you?
That way, I have my wife with me, so she makes a good parole officer. She keeps me out of trouble.
Bring AP for ID. Yeah, that's why she's shaking the stick today. Warming up for this weekend.
She won't hesitate to pull a stick out of the barrel, put it over your head.
lady could stand her ground with a grizzly bear.
Oh, I'd put her up against one any day.
Things she's been through, I can understand that.
That was something else. I wouldn't want to go through that.
Think my push button on my mic's fixing to go out on me.
Do it.
I'm keying up, but it's taking it a second to key up the radio.
Do you think that's your push to talk, or think something in your on into the circuitry of your radio? Because that hesitation, that's odd.
I think it's the mic.
Are you on HT?
Negative, I'm on my regular mobile.
Well, you probably got a spare mic laying around, don't you?
This one I don't.
See, speaking of mics, you ain't had any more coons come up there, have you?
Haven't seen any. That doesn't mean there's not two or three come by and get the cat food.
Doing.
Port rotten.
I bet Daisy and Mama now done got them a good relationship going.
Well, that's what Daisy wants anyway, but I don't think Mama wants to go that route.
She doesn't like dogs.
She likes dogs, she just don't like Daisy.
She's got no grudges now.
Oh, believe me, she's got a bucket full. Well, I've got to hop off and get these apartments done, so I will catch you, hopefully. Well, I think Tim told me y'all was going to be off radio next week. But hopefully I'll catch you somewhere down the road. So you have a good one going in, and be careful. And don't do nothing I wouldn't do. So 73's to you, KM4NAP. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, if I do something that's bad, I'm going to name it after you. Have a great day, 73's to you. Be safe, KK4NXE.
Help me, I don't. That would explain a lot. So, just by the name, 73's. Have a good one.
Get W Mobile.
Morning, young man.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How you doing this morning?
Good. Yes, it is, my friend. Yes, it is.
That'd be a nice day.
It is. What's the temperature supposed to get up to?
Yeah, I think it's like about 72. I'm here right now.
Hard reading.
Fixed in your Prius?
No, not yet.
I guess you won't need it now for a while.
Yeah, I just hope it's the right part, because I can't take it back now.
It's been a minute or two.
No, I haven't. I've been so doggone busy, man. It's crazy. Just too busy. You been doing anything?
Not yet. I saw DNR sent me an email. It said one of my licenses expires. I don't know if it's my fishing license or my hunting license, but I gotta renew. Maybe this year I can do some fishing.
Maybe we can get together, do a little river fishing. Hey, I'm destinating. I've got to go. I got to get in here, chisel away at some paperwork. So you have a good day, 73's to you. Be safe. Enjoy it. And have a great weekend, KK4NXE. We're going to be clear.
73's, Mike. Have an awesome day and an awesome weekend. And we'll catch up with you later. KN4TFW.
NAP. KM4NAP. This is KO4NUE. Over. Any station, this is KO4NUE, over. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo.
KN4
KL4TFW.
What? How you been, man? How you have a good night?
Yeah, it was a good night. I didn't hear it on the radio this morning yet.
Things all right?
Not for Ed.
But I figured calling for him because I figured he'd be the first one on. But reckon everything's all right.
Be way early or way late, one or the other.
What's going on with you, man? You have a good night last night?
And it's finally Friday, thank goodness.
And for this weekend.
I think Mama's got to probably work, and then I know she's got to work Saturday. And then I don't know if she's off on Sunday or not. And then her schedule is, she's never off the same days 2 weeks in a row.
Makes it a little tough to schedule things, doesn't it?
Vacation day if you want to do anything. Bacon's.
I came back to Campobello yesterday and took my 2980 that I have at the cabin, put it in my truck, and then I'm just going to use my handy talkie at the cabin and screw it straight into my main antenna there at the cabin. And when I do that, I don't have any issues or concerns. I don't hear any complaints from anybody. And I'm able to make the repeater pretty good. And if I need something a little bit higher power for weather or I'm hurt or something, then I'll just climb in the truck and send it out that way, I guess.
Yeah, when I hook my Balfang up to a regular antenna, it works really good. And the radio you're on right now sounds real good.
991, and so far, the only thing that I know how to do on it is program a memory channel and talk to some guy named Ken and another guy named Ed. That's the strangest thing, man. That's all I know how to do on this thing.
Hey, that'll come in time. And you should listen to, if you got an antenna for the other bands, you ought to just listen and practice trying to tweak them in.
I'll switch my antenna over to high frequency just off my two meter antenna. And I can get some channels just by listening. Radio Cuba, and I was listening to one out of the Congo the other night, and some French station, I'm not sure, but I got to work on my antenna, man. I'm having problems with this listening antenna, so I don't know exactly how I'm going to fix that yet, but I'll figure it out.
Long wire should be able to pull in about anything.
Well, I am in a metal building, and I need to get my long wire away from the metal building, and I need to get it up in the air, and I really figured out how to do that yet.
It's just got a wire, and it's right across the top of his tin roof, not far off of it.
Elevated off the top of the roof.
That's his roof by about 10 foot.
That's a pretty good idea. Suspend it off of a roof, and I can stand on the roof to do that. Yeah. Okay. I'll have to talk with him, see how well that works.
Take with me, whenever we're on together and, contesting together, trying to see who can get the person first than that, but I have a wire, and what I did is I ran a cord, I think it's a 3/16 cord, from the top of my house, and I put it over a really tall limb in the tree, and then I lowered it down and then hooked the antenna to it and pull it up, so I got it about 35 feet high, and then I just brought the two sides down to my fence and tied it on, so I'm kind of in an inverted V.
That needs to be facing a certain direction, correct?
Needs to be a certain direction. Mine's, what is it? It's kind of northeast to southwest, maybe, is the way mine is, but I don't believe that it really matters.
Okay. maybe it matters on transmit. I don't know, man. I'm going to have to do some thinking about all this, and I'm going to start studying again for my general. I'm studying a little bit at the beginning of the week, so I'm going to pick back up sometime this morning and start studying for it again. And I think I've got my wife convinced to go take her technician exam.
The antenna I have is, do you look up mystery antenna? Or I think it's W5GI. I bought it from the wireman up there off of Highway 11.
How expensive are these antennas, Ken?
If it is soldering and you want to solder it together yourself, I think it's about $80 or $90. I had them put it together. I think it cost me about $130.
And I can find him on the internet, right?
It's just right up there off of Highway 11. Highway 11 and 101, kind of in that area.
Okay. All right, well, I'll definitely look him up and go ahead and get me some kind of antenna up so I can start listening and figuring this whole HF side out.
Antenna I have called the mystery antenna, and I've done Australia on it, and Europe. I've got Alaska, Hawaii, South America. I haven't gotten Africa yet. I've heard them, but I haven't been able to get to them yet.
Just an inverted V. About 30 feet high on the inverted portion.
I don't know, 50 something feet of wire on each side, but the wire's kind of funny. It's got like wire and coax, so it's like 16 feet of wire, and then it's soldered to the center conductor and the shield, and then it goes like 16 feet of coax, and then it goes 16 feet of wire, but it's only soldered to the center conductor, and then the other side is the same, and then they both hook to a piece of ladder line and comes down to a connector to hook your coax to.
So what meter band is that, or do you run that with?
6 through 80.
Look at that again. Ken.
It's good for 6 meters all the way through 80 meters, KN4 TFW.
The new East station ID.
Anything that 991's capable of.
Go see him today. Do you contact him via phone, or you just show up in his yard? How does that work?
The email address on the website, and that I probably got a phone number or something, but I can't look it up while I'm riding. And that, but his shop is right there at his house.
I'll definitely try to contact him today and see if I can figure out what I need to do to go ahead and start listening and try to get me something strung up in the air, because I need to start learning this HF side.
enjoy it. They have every connector and all kinds of wire and coax, everything that you can think of for a radio, they have it up there.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty good at soldering, but I'll take a ride up there today and see, just talk with him if he's available, and see if I can figure something out, and then figure out what I need to do, try to get an antenna up so I can start listening. But me and my wife had a discussion last night about either being a POTA team or a SOTA team. What do you think about that?
Cool. You know, whenever you can do it together, it's awesome. I know there's several teams on the Parks on Air and that are really good. And there's several of them that I've talked to, you know, 10 times probably.
I think that's pretty much for RVers, which I mean, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And then what I'm trying to say is we don't have a camper. We would have to try to do that from a vehicle or something, which that's okay, you know. We're discussing it, and she's discussing going to get her license and try to do that with me.
You know, even if, you know, she was broke down on the side of the road, somebody would come back to you and be able to make a phone call for you or help you out. And you know, a lot of those POTA guys, they just do it from the back of their truck, or they just have a little backpack and they do it from a picnic table at a certain park, because they'll hit three or four parks in the same day.
I see. Okay. Well, that's pretty neat, you know. I mean, anything to talk on a radio, I guess. But, you know, that's very interesting to me. This whole thing is pretty interesting as far as the ham side goes, because, like I said, man, the military side, it's just so different, you know.
Yeah, I just really enjoy it. Just like, you know, right now, riding into work, just chit-chatting makes the ride go a lot better. And that, so you can, you know, it just makes it so much more enjoyable.
Man, absolutely. I got my radio plugged into the auxiliary jack so I can listen to the radio through the speakers on the truck. And, That's pretty interesting. But listen, I won't tell you something. We've got I don't know how to explain, he's not a friend, he's an acquaintance of the family that lives in Greenville. And let me let this repeater cycle. For NUE station ID. And we had a neighbor to this friend call us last night, and he slipped and fell in his house, Ken, 4 days ago, broke his hip, and he laid there in that floor for 4 days before somebody found him. A neighbor tried to call him on day two, and he wouldn't answer the phone. So finally, on day four, she contacted the police and said something's not right because Matthew's not coming to the door. And police got in the house, and that son gun had broke his hip and was laying in the floor for 4 days.
Definitely, you know, an issue when you live by yourself and that, and you can't get the cell phone or anything. And that, now he won't be too mobile. And that, you know, and you got to rely on people to come over. If you were a radio operator and you were, you know, disabled or whatever, at least you could have, you know, somebody to talk to all day, all hours of the day.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I was telling, it was either you or Ed or somebody the other day that, you know, one of the things I miss about being in the military was the fellowship side of it, you know. There's some bad days and some bad weeks, but you know, you could always depend on your battle buddy or another person in uniform, usually, to, you know, just to have fellowship. And it was Ed. I was telling Ed that the other day, that's difficult, not having somebody just to listen, you know. And I'm not trying to get all kooky or anything on you. It's just that means a lot to some people, and it definitely means a lot to me, you know.
And you know, I've met a lot of really nice people, and like Mike was saying, you know, we get together, try to get together once a month, once every 6 weeks or something, and you know, just fellowship together. And I've really enjoyed it. Met a lot of really nice people.
So yesterday afternoon, we were going to Greenville. My son turned 21 yesterday, and he wanted me to go buy his first beer, but I didn't say anything, you know. I played along, but I met a guy in Greenville. His name is Kurt, and he's a disabled veteran. And man, I mean, we made that instant connection, you know. I was a new ham and can't get his PO tones set up straight in the radio, so we had a discussion about that, but. You know, that was neat.
Him on the radio yesterday afternoon, and that, but yeah, I used that chirp program. It was free to program it and then download it to the radio. It was a lot easier than doing it through the radio.
Oh, Ken, tell me what you know about 70 centimeters. I'm struggling. Well, tell me what you know about it first.
About 70 centimeters?
My antenna and radio will do 2 meters, 70 centimeters. I think it's the 400 range.
Capable of that. I don't... You know, I've never really talked on 70 centimeters. I know it's very similar to 2 meters, you know what I mean? There's not a lot of traffic on it. There's several repeaters around town, and they work pretty much the same. I think the offset is a little bit different, and, you know, it may be like one of them's down, the other one's up, and the spread is a little bit different than that, but they all it all basically works the same.
I'm just wondering if I even need to take the time to put the thing in there, because I don't ever hear anything up there when I go on that frequency, and I don't even know if I need to waste my time with it, but.
You know, Amon, it's probably like this one, you know what I mean? It's, right now it's just me and you talking, but there's probably 25 people listening.
Yeah. Okay, so I got one other question for you, Ken. This radio I have got has got a VFOA and a VFOB on it. Can I set this radio up to be a repeater?
I don't really know about that radio. It might, I mean, you might could do crossband repeat, yeah, where you know it. You know, when I use this one right here on crossband, I'll listen to the, you know, the 610 repeater. And then I'll have it rebroadcasted on 70 centimeters so I can use my HD out in the yard. And that, so, but I use on my radio, my HF radio, I use the A and the B. So that some people over in Europe, they work what's called split, where they're listening, they're transmitting on a frequency that they're allowed to transmit on, but we're not. And then they talk, they transmit on what they're allowed, and then they listen on what we're allowed. So you listen on one and transmit on the other, and I've done that before.
On my radio, that may be called a split, but I have no idea how to set that up, but maybe I'll work on that a little bit today, too.
And
let's see, when I tune the one to the frequency I want, and then go over to the other one and tune it to the frequency I want, and then push the split button, and then it'll transmit on one and listen on the other. But you know, with a tech license, you're allowed part of 10 meters voice. And that, if you get your antenna up, 10 meters sometimes is open pretty good in the evenings.
Cool. I am very interested in learning Morse code. I spent an hour or two yesterday trying to find where I can get me an oscillator and a keyer. I just didn't know those things were that expensive. So I'm considering building one, but I'm fascinated with this whole CW thing, and I've got to try it.
MFJ, one to practice, or you can use it for, you know, to transmit on, but you're allowed voice just like this right here on part of 10 meters. I think it's like 28.3 to 28.5, something like that.
Yeah, give me a minute. I'll be back. I'll be back in just a minute. That's KO4NUE. I'm back in. I'm early morning business.
A band chart where you know, that shows all the frequencies you're allowed to be on?
My iPad, I'll have to refer back to it and see what all I got. But this magic antenna, will that handle the 10 meter band?
Yeah, the mystery antenna. Yeah, it'll do 6, 10, 12, 17, 20, 30, 40, 60, 80.
Okay, well, I may go up there and give him a talk today and see what he's got, see what I can figure out. But I'm comfortable with programming up to this point, just simple 2 meter stuff with offsets and PO tones. I pretty much got that, and I need to move on to another function. And I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do too much more unless I get some kind of antenna up.
On the 10 meter, you won't have to do any programming. It's just more about, you know, just tuning and everything and staying within your band. And it's called look it up, it's called the Mystery Antenna. I believe its official name is W5GI, I believe is what it is.
All right, well, I'll get online, shoot him an email today, and figure out what I need to do, just drive up or give him a call or what. I'm called the wire man, right?
Man.
So what you got on the schedule today at work?
It's a regular day. You kind of coast on by. I don't have any, next week we got a little shutdown going on part of the plant. And I've ordered some parts for that, but not too much today, I don't think. Hopefully, anyway, no emergencies.
That's good. My dad used to work at Hearst Selling these in Spartanburg. He's a welder. He's a weld pipe fitter welder. And I remember him coming home complaining to my mom that we got to shut down next week, and it's going to be a rough week, and this, that, and the other. You know, I just, seems like every other week using some kind of shutdown, you know.
Hopefully this won't be too bad. Well, I'm pulling up to the gate, so I got to leave it with you. And that, I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and look forward to maybe catching you over the weekend or this afternoon on the radio. You have a good one. KN4TFW.
FW is KO4NUE. You have a good day, sir. 73 is to you.